Oh, there we go.
There we go. Steve up.
Hey.
Stand and get our meeting started.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
May the clerk call the roll.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Present.
Strelick.
Here. We have nobody wants to talk to the council this evening. We'll move on down. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, February the 21st.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on it? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Strelick.
Yes. I have the clerk read the bills and payroll, please.
General Administration, $28,528.92. Police, $22,624.59. Fire, $20,235.26. Street, $15,253.67. Parks, $5,319.54. Public Health and Safety, $46.91. Garbage, $36.58. Cemetery, $9,961.12. Water Operations, $144,165.24. Sewer Operations, $4,643.80. Water Deposits, $226.71. Clinton Sanitary District, $45,383.97. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $8,168.65. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 4, $793.80. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $349,774.64.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. There's a article in the paper. Gordon, you know where they're going to put these, possibly these CO2 wells?
I haven't. They haven't given the county board any specific location. I mean, as far as the individual wells go, but it's in northwest part of the county. I don't know that much. I don't know the names of any of the property owners. They haven't revealed any of that yet. They haven't signed it.
They're just in the preliminary stages of all that. It's supposed to cover 30,000 acres.
Right, but not that many. The whole project encompasses that much. What are they, 3 to 5 actual wells?
Yeah, 3 to 6.
Yeah, 3 to 6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just kind of worried about our aquifer.
Well, I'm the chairman of that board, and we're looking
keep
at
us involved.
Yeah, we're looking at
okay.
It,
so. That's good.
We meet every two months in Monticello. So
okay, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
In fact, we filed an injunction against something.
Okay,
I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you, Gordon. Move down to streets and public improvement.
Not much. Of course, you guys know we had that nice little windstorm, snowstorm. Last Friday, the guys been busy out, of course, Friday, putting barricades up and moving stuff back where they could. Work Saturday, had a few trees crossed alleys and out sticking in the road and stuff, and they worked and cleaned that up. And this week, they're out running since it was a storm. They're out picking up brush this week. And then in 2 weeks, we'll go start our brush regular monthly pickup. Right now, we're wavering the size of the piles because of the storm. So if you got your stuff, get it out. Like I said, we'll be back again in 2 weeks picking up a regular. That's all I've got.
Okay, thank you. Public property?
I do not have a whole lot. I seem like I'm always bragging on the police department, fire department, or something, but today I had personal experience. My mother-in-law had passed, and I want to thank the chief and the police department and the sheriff's department. They do a wonderful job of taking traffic. If you're going out of town and you're taking a funeral out, they escort you out, they block traffic, and they just do a great, respectful job. And I am personally thankful for them, and I see what they do with other people, but today it was just hit home because I got to watch it in person, and the respect that they show is just awesome. I appreciate that. Your officers, please tell them our entire family appreciated that. And they do it for everybody. It's not just, you know, certain people. It's everyone, and every time there's a funeral, they show the utmost of respect. And I do appreciate that to all of you. So, other than that, it's just business as usual. Lloyd's still off. He's getting around and doing better. The pain is subsiding, and it seems like he's getting along pretty well. But the guys have been doing a great job. Everybody's been working together, and everybody's out there doing, just like Kenny says, if there's a storm, they're out there picking it up, getting it done, and every department. They're still shorthanded. I know that they still don't have the people that, you know, they really need, and yet they still get it done every day. So it's a credit to all the departments and all of you guys that you all oversee some awesome employees. That goes up here, too. I leave out the staff up here, but they go above and beyond also. So it's kudos for them, too. If you want it and you need it, you ask, and it doesn't matter where you're at in the city, it gets done. I'm even having to give this guy a little prop. He's been working a little over and getting some stuff done, too, and don't like to say that about lawyers too much.
Well,
yeah. So anyway, we'll quit there, and it's time to move on. But that's all I got. I'm glad to see you here, Tom, and I'm glad
to
see
you. Thank you.
Health and safety?
I got a couple of things. Yesterday I met with the new company that we're having for the mowing of the parks and all our waterways through town. I took him out, we drove him and everything, and I think he's going to do us a really good job. He's really energetic, wasn't he, Cheryl? He wants to go ahead and get out and start cutting any brush out of the way. If it's okay, if he piles it and we let you know where it's at, you guys will pick it up.
Right. Yep.
Okay, so I told him that. So all our mowing, we're pretty comfortable with what we're doing on that now. Last meeting, I bragged on fire, police, medics, everybody for the gas leak. Well, we had a really bad accident this last week, and they all came together again. I mean, it was everybody, agencies working together. Ben took a squad car out, and he helped with traffic, county. We had two helicopters on the ground. I mean, it was a scene, and it was a great outcome. So that's how good everybody did. And other than that, Ben?
I don't have anything tonight.
Okay, that's all I got.
Other than Thank you lost you. Some brakes in your truck.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How do you fix that?
We had an emergency expenditure on one of the fire trucks. The brakes went out. Mm. It's got up, gotten fixed, and it's back. You know, we can do the $5,000 on emergencies ourselves, and I'm thinking it's right at that. So, but it's something that had to be fixed. It's our country truck, too. So, yeah, thank you.
Okay, Tom?
Yes, we're getting down towards the end of the fiscal year, so the budget schedule will place the budget on file. You'll get it here shortly from Clint, but the budget will be placed on file on the 4th of April, and then 2 weeks after that, the second meeting in April, we'll have the meeting to approve the budget. And like I said, he's just finishing getting it put together. Then on a personal note, you thanking everybody, I guess I need to do the same thing because I had a little health emergency. My blood sugar dropped too low and about midnight, and And I wake up and I see two paramedics, four firemen, one police officer, and of course my son and my wife, but my blood sugar dropped too low and they took me to the hospital. And I could not ask for any better care than what I got. The guys got me revived there at the house, and then they got the blood sugar regulated at the hospital, and they did just an excellent job. So thank you. Mm-hmm. Glad I'm here to talk about it.
There you go.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Okay. We'll move down to unfinished business. We got a couple items to vote on. A motion for the Encore Development Services.
Motion to approve the 2-year contract between the City of Clinton and Encore Developmental Services for the ground maintenance work, which includes Mr. Lincoln Square and a 6-block radius around the square, City Hall, Downey Park, and the Roque Court Peace Park, in the amount of $109,735, and that'll be $53,012 for 2023. And $56,723 for 2024, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to sign the contract.
Make the motion.
Second it.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Weiss.
Present.
Present?
I'm not going to vote on. I have a conflict. My wife became a member of this board.
Okay.
And I have a brother. So I abstain from, not present, but yep. I abstain from voting on this contract.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan? Yeah.
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes. Because present means it is, yeah. I know. I just went
back. Which is a 3-year proposal for audit services.
Yeah. Motion to approve a 3-year proposal for audit services with Lauterbach and Amen LLP. Audit and TIF 2023 will be $35,290. 2024 will be $36,380. 2025, $37,470. And the single audit 2023 will be $5,000. 2024 will be $5,200. And 2025 will be $5,400.
I make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on audits? This is a new company that has been working with the city on some other projects.
Yes, so we do have a good experience with them, and this is absolutely no reflection on Julie Floyd. She just said she just wasn't able to do her audit anymore, health wise. But this company. We have worked with them on a couple other matters with the pension funds and so forth. So they've done a good job, and the price is actually a little lower than what we had this year.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Under new business is our garbage bids that we had, and we're going to reject them.
Motion to reject the garbage bids.
I'll make the motion.
Second it.
Call the roll, please.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Srelick.
Yes. That's all for meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Make that a motion.
I'll second it.
Call the roll.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Srelick.
Did I get beat again?
I can't remember what I want to say, and we want to get out of here.
Thanks, people.
All right, thank you. You let me know.
Yep, I'll let you know.
You let me know whatever, and
I'll probably give you a ring tomorrow.
Oh, she, Thursday night. Or I didn't know about Thursday evening, and
goodness sakes.
A ton of people there. I've been trying to complain.